Let's say for the new year to come, you want to write a song. Always wanted to do that. But instead of scratching your head waiting for the muse to strike, you decide, well, maybe I'm overthinking this deal. Maybe I would be just as well off creating songs by leaving it all to chance. And that is how the song you're listening to right now was created. It's by Doyle Dean, a former rock drummer, now a stay-at-home dad living in New Harmony, Indiana. And here's Doyle describing his process.
I will roll dice and determine which drum beat to play first, and then play that drum beat and record it. And then move on to which chords are played by the guitar and notes by the bass. And they'll be determined also by dice roll. But to make sure that they make sense as songs, I will use randomly determined song templates. So I will take existing songs that my friend or maybe I've written, their pattern, like A, B, A, B, and replace the notes or the chords one at a time.
Dean wanted people to listen to his little musical experiment, which he calls the Utility Project. So he put these randomly created songs on CDs and left them at randomly chosen places, like truck stops and gas stations. He also put his web address on the CD sleeve so people could send him feedback. Here's the story of how one woman found her copy.
She went and bought a Coke from the machine and out popped a Utility Project CD.
The CD pops out of the Coke machine, you said?
It didn't exactly pop out, I don't guess, but she probably grabbed a CD when she was expecting to grab her Coke.
Oh, you put it there.
I put it there, yeah. And my favorite part about her story was that she thought it was a really cool idea, but she didn't like the music.
As it turned out, Doyle Dean did communicate with her as a sort of musical pen pal. And then he wrote another song about her initial reaction.
A cool idea, I thought, but I didn't dig the tunes.
And now we're deeper into the story. Doyle Dean wasn't just experimenting with random notes and chords. He was writing songs about the random interactions he had with random people. And people he'd never met before started commissioning songs from him using information from their lives. They weren't only strangers. He used the same random method on a song for his mother.
I'm gonna cut a window in a wall. I'm gonna cut another. Holly Springs, Mississippi is hot, 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 hot in the summertime.
And that's a story about my mom growing up in rural Mississippi, and she had this, you know, basically shack that she was raised in, and one summer it was so hot she just cut a hole in the wall to let some air into the house. And that just stuck with me as something completely absurd.
Doyle Dean cites the experimental work of composer John Cage and says he has no plans to inject order into the chaos of his music.
I wanted to take choice away from myself, and that challenges me because it puts me in a corner. But it's also liberating because I don't have to decide or second-guess myself.
Talking with us from WNIN in Evansville, Indiana, that is Doyle Dean. There are now 2,000 of his CDs out there randomly floating across the globe, and each one carries the chance of another random encounter and the potential for a new random song.